Do you ever feel like you're just going through the motions? One day bleeds into the next day, and the next, and then weeks pass, and then months, and next thing you know, years have passed, and you're left wondering where all the time went. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the SU2G Step Up to Greatness podcast. I, of course, am your greatness facilitator, Dustin Gruss, and this is the place to get your tips, tricks, inspiration, ideas, motivation, all geared at moving you forward towards a life of greatness. These episodes drop on Thursdays on your favorite podcast provider. Make sure you subscribe, and don't forget, we got our YouTube channel, Step Up to Greatness, as well, with life lesson videos dropping every Monday. Full of more life-changing knowledge. Subscribe there as well, or check them both out at stepuptogreatness.com. So, has time flown by for you? Even with being under quarantine and lockdown and social distancing, I still can't believe 2020 is almost over already. Can you believe it? Have your days been bleeding into one another? Well, one way to make sure that your life is not just flying by is to discover your passions. Because having passion and meaning in your life can break you out of your normal routine. You might be working hard right now, but are you feeling excited and fulfilled? Today, we're going to talk about some strategies to find more passion and create a life that fulfills you, especially coming out of this quarantine season. Hopefully, with the vaccines coming out and it being coming close to a year since COVID-19 has really affected our country, hopefully, we will have time to explore and really find the things that ignite our passion again. So let's go over some of these strategies. First, determine what's most important to you. Is it helping other people or your own personal achievement? Does it have to do with maybe music or theater or movies or reading or writing? Do you love to compete? What I want you to do is I want you to think about what brings you the most joy and happiness. Your passion in life is hidden in there somewhere. Can you find it? Can you find what's most important to you? Is it a priority in your life? If you recall talking about priorities, it's the things that take up our time, energy, and resources. So find out what you're spending the most time, energy, and resources on, and determine, is that really what's important to you? If not, shift your focus on defining what's important to you. Next, we're going to think short term. What could you do right now that sounds exciting to you? Now, while long-term goals can be more meaningful, it's important to enjoy yourself in the short term too. It might be trying something adventurous, like skydiving or bungee jumping, or it might be going on a last second trip, road trip somewhere. Granted, there's no travel restrictions. Maybe it's when the theaters open back up, it's trying out for your local theater, or entering into a battle of the bands, or attending an open mic night. Whatever it might be, think short term and try something new. On the other side of short term, there's the thinking long term. Pursuits that are more meaningful are likely to require more time and your energy. What do you want to do in the next 5 years, in the next 10 years? If you could accomplish one thing before the end of your life, what would that be? One way to kind of think about it and approach it differently, it would be, imagine your doctor told you only have weeks left to live? What is the one thing you wish you had done that you had accomplished in your lifetime? What do you want them to be able to say at your funeral and your eulogy that you accomplished and what you're remembered for? Think long term and pursue that with a passion. Next, how do you like to spend your free time now? If you have a few hours or a whole Saturday or Sunday to yourself, how do you choose to spend it? I know it's not as easy with things being shut down like they are, but what are you doing with that free time regardless? Are you learning new crafts? Are you working on projects in the house? Are you working on projects outside the house? Are you volunteering in certain ways? You know, your ideal life might include current hobbies on a larger scale. Maybe you want to redo a bathroom or kitchen in your house. Plenty of YouTube videos out there on how to do that, as well as HGTV. Think about why you enjoy the hobbies you currently have and the way you spend time on them, and try taking it to the next level. Okay, hold up. I want to talk to you about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms, such as Google, Apple, Spotify, and it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. All right, back to the list. If you were retired, what would you like to do? If you had more resources and unlimited time each day, how would you choose to spend your time? Describe that perfect day. So if you had not just that free time on the weekend, on the Saturday or Sunday, if you knew you had all the time to do whatever you wanted, what would you do with that time? How would you spend that time? How can you incorporate that into your life now if that's how you would spend your time later on when you're retired? Next, this is a big one. Get out of your comfort zone. Most of us are limited by our fear of failure or fear of the unknown. However, the most meaningful activities are most likely outside of your comfort zone. Be brave and explore all your possibilities. Do something different. Do something daring. Get out of your comfort zone. Take some online classes. Do some volunteer work. Whatever it is, you know, go for a run. Pick up, you know, a new hobby. Whatever it may be, get outside of your comfort zone. Just do it. You'll be glad you did. Next, we're going to set a goal to find meaning in your life. If you can set a goal to lose 25 pounds, you can set a goal to create a more exciting life. Create a goal to find your life's passion. You're going to want to give yourself some time for it, like 30 days or so, and spend a few minutes each morning and night on that task. Close your eyes and listen for the answer. Another good thing to do is to keep a running list and evaluate it at the end of those 30 days of how you spent the time, what meant the most to you, how it impacted you, how you feel. So maybe a list, maybe even make it into a journal. Next, turn off the TV. How much time do you waste sitting in front of your TV? You know, you might want to just turn off your electronics altogether. Turn off your TV, turn off your computer, turn off your smartphone. Spend time doing things without electronics. It's hard to have a meaningful life full of passion if you're spending time watching TV. Even if you're passionate about the shows you're watching, it's just a show. You can find something better to do, so go do it. And lastly, do something new. If you're stuck in a rut, the easiest way to shake up your thinking is to try a new activity. Again, get outside of that comfort zone. Take a salsa lesson or book a dinner cruise. New experiences help to make each day unique. Do something different. Yes, okay, I hit that one twice. Do something different. Do something new. Get outside your comfort zone. But it's going to help bring more passion and excitement into your life. Heck, you heard earlier in my advertisement, you could even start your own podcast. It's really easy to do. Just find something new and exciting. And you know what? Even if you try it and you don't like it, hey, at least you tried it and you can move on to something different. Us humans, we've been searching for the meaning of life for millennia. While there isn't a universal answer, it's possible to find meaning in your own life. You want to avoid allowing your life to pass by without fully living it. Trust me. Set a few goals and experience life outside of your comfort zone. Find your passion and build your life around that. Find your passion. Even if you get tripped up, even if you get stuck for a little bit, you're still living life. And you just want to keep moving forward and step up to greatness. See you next time. Oh,